Hi everyone, welcome back once again, another day, another Chengyu. One more sumptuous Chinese saying for your collezione. Laszlo Montgomery here, offering you a quickie of a story behind this staple among Chinese idioms. I do hope some of you have been putting the ones presented so far to good use. These things are the best. Today we look at the useful Chinese saying of Jing Di Zhi Hua. This one has many applications, but it's mainly used to describe someone who, you know, talks like they know everything, but actually you can tell they're pretty much ignorant and uninformed. And it gets broken down this way. Jing Di Zhi Hua. A jing is a well, you know, where you get your water. And di means the bottom of. Jing Di, the bottom of the well. Once again, if you consult the Pleco app, which I keep close to my side 24/7, it translates as a particle used between an attribute and the word it modifies. It also means the previous word, in this case, Jing Di, has possession of the word that follows, in this case, Hua. Fourth and final character, Hua, that means a frog. So connect the dots and you get Jing Di, bottom of the well, and Hua means frog. So that zhi in the Jing Di Zhi Hua is telling you that frog is at the bottom of that well. A frog at the bottom of the well. That's how the Chinese might describe someone who maybe their whole life never left their county, perhaps. And they would talk about life and all the things that one could possibly discuss, but only from the perspective of their own limited life experience. You know, having never left the place where they were born or grew up. That's all there was to their world. They knew everything, but hadn't been around the block yet, so to speak. And if you're wondering if there's any story behind this, indeed there is. And it really is one of the pleasures of my life to bring on stage none other than Zhuangzi himself to take a bow for this one. It's always a kind of special treat to be able to dip into the Zhuangzi. You never know what kind of fantastical stories you might encounter where animals will converse and people will talk you in circles. Zhuangzi wrote in his eponymous work in the outer chapters from the passage titled Qiu Shui that a frog that lived at the bottom of a well could not imagine what something like the ocean must be like. Zhuangzi uses these words to describe someone whose life is so narrow and small, they haven't a clue how big and complex the world is. So others who followed would often quote this example of a frog at the bottom of a well to describe someone who talks a lot but is ignorant and small-minded and perhaps even oblivious to the subject they might be yammering on about. That's how it all started. But the story attributed to Zhuangzi that wrapped itself around this sentence from the work that bears his name went like this. There was this frog that lived at the bottom of an old abandoned well. He wasn't a clam, but he was as happy as a clam. Down at the bottom of his well, he really believed he had it all. What more could there be beyond this perfect little ecosystem he lived in and that he was blessed to enjoy all to himself? One day, this big sea turtle was walking near the abandoned well. I guess it must have been near the ocean. And he looked down and saw the frog jumping around the bottom of this well. And the frog, happy to have a visitor, called out to the turtle and, you know, called him brother and began chatting with him and couldn't help but regale the visiting sea turtle about all the wonderful aspects of his home at the bottom of this well. How perfect it was in every way. The turtle stuck his neck out and peered down inside and a bit of a stench smacked him right in the face and he recoiled into his massive shell. Now, the frog didn't twig on this at all and heartily encouraged the big turtle to come on down and have some fun with him and check out his perfect little world. The turtle peered down again at the bottom and contemplated the offer as the frog kept going on and on about the endless merits of this swell place he had and how good he had it. The frog kept insisting that the tortoise come on down and see for himself. The turtle made an attempt to try, but there was no way possible to fit himself inside the well, so he only managed to get a flipper and his head in there before giving up. But all the while, he patiently continued to listen to the frog drone on and on about his pad. And this frog said, I could look up any time during the day, and what do I see? Blue sky, my friend. Just look up, and there it is. And check this out. Nice muddy floor, perfect for us frogs, plenty of water and food always dropping in. And you see this? I got holes in the sides of the stone wall. Anytime I want to jump inside and rest, I just climb inside. I mean, is this not great or what? I got this whole dang place to myself. I don't know what could possibly beat this. The turtle looked at this frog at the bottom of the well and thought how small his world must be. He looks up and only sees a small circle of the sky. He jumps around in a puddle of water and thinks, that's all the water in the world. When the frog finally stopped yapping about life as he saw it and knew it, living at the bottom of a well, the turtle began to tell the frog all about the Donghai, the East Ocean, which was what the Chinese called the Pacific Ocean. He went on to tell the frog how big it was and how you can swim for 1,000 miles and it just keeps on going forever. And so deep, too. Like, there's no bottom. And no matter the weather, rain or no rain, the water is so plentiful that it always remains at a constant level. That's how vast the ocean was. He told the frog that in times of flooding during the period of Dayu, founder of the Xia dynasty, or the years of drought under King Tang of the Shang that followed the Xia and preceded the Zhou dynasty, floods or droughts, it didn't change a thing. The vastness of the ocean was totally unaffected. Yeah, the turtle said, looking down upon the frog and his minuscule existence. That may be good for you, but for me, I would never give up my life in the vastness of the East Ocean. The frog, hearing this, as you could imagine, was very silent and suddenly realized being a big frog in a small pond, so to speak, wasn't such a great thing after all compared to what was beyond this tiny little world. Being a Jing teacher, wasn't as great as he made it all out to be, and he had to be truthful in his admission that he didn't really know that much, never having seen much of the world outside as well. So that is the story of the frog at the bottom of the well. He thought he had the whole world figured out, and this entitled him to speak out about how much he knew. But he only had a limited view and was completely ignorant of what lay beyond his little world. And if I had a nickel since 1979 for every time I heard this one used in the wild, or used it myself, I'd have enough to get me a sourdough jack and a one-piece egg roll at Jack in the Box. So I suggest you keep this one handy in your utility belt for situations where you're trying to find the words to describe people who pontificate about a certain subject, but really don't know what in the heck it is they're talking about. It's got a lot of uses. I've even seen this one used to describe politicians or billionaires who get on TV and talk about something they probably have little or no idea about. You can pull this Chengyu out anytime you want to describe anyone who talks a good game, but because of their situation or life experience, sort of has no idea what they're saying. So once again, I'd like to thank the great Zhuangzi for giving us this beauty. As with all these Chinese sayings, I have all these details on the website at teacup.media. For all these Chengyus, the terms are broken down for you in a nice, downloadable PDF with all the pinyin, English, and Chinese, and no extra charge. Jing Di Zhiwa, the frog at the bottom of the well, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, thanks go out to Emma, 5,500 miles away over in the UK, helping out with all those Chengyus. Thanks again, Emma. And this is Laszlo Montgomery, signing off from Los Angeles at the bottom of my little well. Thanks for listening. Do take care, everyone, and be my guest next time for another gratifying episode of the Chinese Sayings Podcast.